with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting mourning and shock over a deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas. Dallas police say that the ambush Thursday killed five officers during a protest and was a well-planned attack carried out by several people. The U.S. military has confirmed that one suspect, Micah Xavier Johnson, is a former Army reservist who served in Afghanistan. Three other people who have not been identified have also been detained in connection with the attack. Seven officers were wounded in the shootings. Mike Rawlings is Dallas's mayor.
To say that our police officers put their life on the line every day is no hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reality.
The attack, which city officials labeled an ambush, happened toward the end of a demonstration against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Louisiana and Minnesota earlier this week. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has offered her condolences for the deaths of the five officers in Dallas and the victims of fatal police shootings in Louisiana and Minnesota. Lynch acknowledged that many across the country feel a sense of hopelessness, but she said violence is not the answer.
Rather, the answer, our answer, all our answer, must be action. Calm, peaceful, collaborative, and determined action.
The Department of Justice has opened a civil rights investigation into the shooting in Louisiana where Alton Sterling was fatally shot during a confrontation with two white police officers. Lynch says the DOJ is also providing assistance to law enforcement in Minnesota. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama and leaders from the 27 other NATO member states are meeting in Warsaw, Poland, for a discussion of a range of issues. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, talks focused on Britain's exit from the European Union and Russia's growing threats to the security bloc's eastern members.
It is being called the most critical NATO summit since the end of the Cold War. U.S. President Barack Obama began 2 days of crucial meetings in Warsaw with Brexit as the number one item on Friday, and what the departure of NATO's other heavy hitter from the EU will mean for the security alliance. After talking with EU leaders Friday, Obama said he is absolutely confident Britain and the EU will work toward a smooth transition. At the top of the summit agenda, Russia's growing threats to NATO's eastern members. Officials say NATO's posture for the first time in a quarter century is shifting from reassurance to deterrence. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Warsaw.
South Sudan's top leaders are urging the public to remain calm after shooting broke out near